Full Metal Jacket. We've got Scott Ian from Anthrax on the show with us tonight. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good to see you. The Kings Among Scotland DVD is out now. It's a live concert DVD. It was filmed in Glasgow. What stands out to you about that night and that performance?
You know, we did it in Glasgow because we knew then one of the biggest worries of you decide you're going to shoot a show, of course you want the crowd to do their part. So you try and take that worry, you know, you try and take that line item out of the thinking process. So there's certain cities we know that when we're going to play, we just know it's going to be great. There's no question. There's a lot of cities on that list. But Glasgow being one of the ones that we've had just such an incredible relationship with going back to the 80s. We've had nothing but just sheer joy playing in Scotland. And, you know, I don't know why it's always been so great. I know it is for other bands too. It's just one of those places, much like South America, you know, you hear, because we did a DVD in Chile too, and a lot of bands do their DVDs down there, and there's just places all over the planet that are just real hot spots. And we really wanted to document what we were doing on that tour, playing two sets, and the second set was Among the Living, you know, in full. And we just kind of looked at the schedule and said, well, Glasgow's a week in, so we should have all the bugs out by then, and we know how great that crowd is going to be, and we love that venue, so let's do it there, you know. And it all kind of, you know,
it come together.
It was like a self-fulfilling prophecy, because yeah, it all worked great on the night. You know, there was no major disaster, and the crowd certainly did their part. And you know, and that enables us to just have fun.
Scott Ian of Anthrax on the show this evening, going back to For All Kings, Breathing Lightning on Full Metal Jacket Radio. It's Full Metal Jacket. Scott Ian from Anthrax on the show with us tonight. We're talking about Kings Among Scotland, the live concert DVD, which is out now. And you mentioned earlier it features Among the Living performed in its entirety. What do you recognize about those songs now that maybe wasn't obvious to you when they were written?
I guess it was really fun bringing some of them back, the songs that hadn't been played for 30 years. Songs like One World and Imitation of Life, and oh my God, Horror of It All. I had to think for a second. Skeleton in the Closet, we've played that on and off over the years, but also another one that hasn't certainly been a mainstay like Caught in a Mosh or I'm the Law, NFL, those songs. So it was really fun bringing those back, because in a weird way, it almost made them feel like we had new songs to play. Because some of those songs, Imitation of Life, I think we may have done a little bit on the actual Among the Living tour back in 87. But that, it's one of those ones that just, for whatever reason, dropped out of the set. Probably because you start, it's
a
brand new record. And you
songs.
See how songs like Indians and Caught in a Mosh and NFL and I'm the Law and Among the Living, all these songs are going over amazing, maybe better at the time than that song. Plus, we had stuff from Spreading and Fistful of Metal. So we were already at a point in our career where we had more than enough material for a set. So Imitation, even Horror of It All, after Among the Living, I don't think we ever played Horror again. Wow. And we played it a lot on that tour. But then for 30 years, I don't know that we ever played it. So it was really great going back and getting to play those songs again.
Full Metal Jacket, Scott Ian of Anthrax with us. Quick break. Still to come this hour, music from Testament, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. We'll hear Pantera and more with Scott. Full Metal Jacket, Scott Ian with us. Again, we're talking about Kings Among Scotland. And Scott, we live in a world where hundreds of people are filming bands on stage at pretty much every show.
Mm-hmm.
How has that scrutiny forced you to change as a live performer?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think
it wasn't like that when you guys started.
No,
obviously.
Of course not. You know, back then, someone would have to like sneak a giant video camera in their
and
their overalls,
and then on the shoulder they had to have the bag.
Yeah,
with the thing.
Like, yeah, I mean, you know, we've realized for years now that anything we do is just going to be on the internet that night. So, yeah, you just better not suck. I mean, it's not something I'm consciously thinking about when I'm on stage. I don't care. But at the same time, you know it now. You know, anything that happens, it's going to be. Sometimes someone will come up to me and say, "Oh my God, you know, that was so whatever. I saw what you guys did." I'm like, "How'd you see that?" "Oh yeah." So I go, "Oh, YouTube. I forgot."
Do you think that there's I mean, I know that there's benefits to all the new technology that exists, but I think that there was a mystique back in the day of hearing about something or hearing about a live band and, you know, you're not being able to look them up on YouTube. Like, you have to actually go.
I agree with that. Totally. I don't look up band set lists before I go to see them. I think that's such a bummer that people do that. Like, why do you want it spoiled for you? Don't you want to just go to the show and experience it for yourself? Like, you know.
Okay, but sometimes you want to make sure that they're going to play your favorite song.
No, screw that. Like, for me, you go to the show, and you go to the show and experience it. Experience it, everything in the moment. Not like sit there already, here's what they're doing next. Well, what fun is that?
I got to tell you, I was at a show the other night, and I did that, and I was like, I know what they're playing next. I feel like a total dick now.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
You're right. It's like, I mean, back when you had no idea what it was going to be, you're like, what are they going to play next? And then there's like an intro, you're like, oh, I know what it... You know, the excitement, it's different.
I still go to a lot of shows, and I don't want to know. I get like, hey, if people want to do it, fine. I'm not telling people they shouldn't. My personal opinion and the way I deal with it myself is I don't want to know. When I go see Iron Maiden, I don't want to know in advance what they're playing. I just want to go and experience the show.
Scotty N from Anthrax with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come, going to be checking out a new tune from Ghost, a Lemmy tune I haven't played before. Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta coming up next. And more, of course, with our guest, Scotty N from Anthrax. Full Metal Jackie, Scott Ian of Anthrax on the show with us tonight. Kings Among Scotland is out now. And Scott, when Anthrax started, you guys were kids writing songs about comic books and Stephen King. Now being an adult and a parent, what's changed most in terms of your priorities as a lyricist?
Well, it's still all really about comics and Stephen King. It's just buried in metaphor. But when it really comes down to it, that's all I really know on this world is Silver Age Marvel comics and Stephen King books. I could discuss that all day long. I'm really not kidding. Everything I do, everything I write is actually, I mean, in some way, shape, or form, probably still comes from the fact that I read comics from the time I could read, you know, still now, my whole life. Comics predate music for me. I was playing guitar already when I started reading Stephen King books, but it predates Anthrax by years. It all comes from those things opening my eyes to a bigger world out there than the apartment I was growing up in Queens. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I would read these stories, these fantastical stories of comics, science fiction, horror, and realize, wow, there's this whole other world out there. And, you know, I want to be a part of that. I want to write about that stuff, too. So that's where it initially came from. Certainly, I mean, you know, look, probably since Among the Living, yes, I grew up a little bit by the time I was, you know, 23, and I started to pay attention a little more to what was going on the planet. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that emotionally move me enough where lyrics somehow come from that, whether it's anger or love, one or the other. But something has to move me so much for it to stick enough so that when we have riffs and we have musical arrangements, I start getting ideas of what that song needs, what the music is like, what's that music, what that needs to be about. And it always comes from great emotion. So to go back to your question, certainly yes, having a son only made me hate the world more in a lot of ways, because it makes you...
You care about what's going to happen later
on. Yeah, of course. Yeah. And it adds more fear to your plate when you have the responsibility of a child and everything in the world that, you know, that I don't know, I mean to go into details, but yes. But at the same time, you know, I bet you balance that with the joy of having a child. But certainly, as someone who writes lyrics...
It changes your perspective.
Someone who writes lyrics in a metal band... yes, it's only really kind of brought it back to some very, very hardcore emotions and feelings on the last two records. I mean, The last two records are completely influenced by having a child.
Full Metal Jacket, Scott Ian with us. Still to come this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Parkway Drive. We'll hear Slayer and more with Scott. Stick around. Full Metal Jacket, Scott Ian from Anthrax on the show with us tonight. Kings Among Scotland, the new live DVD, is out now. And Anthrax, of course, part of the Slayer farewell tour. One of the bands with whom you built a literally new and unique style of music. What do you feel when such close contemporaries decide to stop?
It's not even something I'll think about until they have actually stopped. Because they're still going now. So when they actually stop and then they're not Slayer anymore and they're not playing shows anymore or making records, then it'll probably, I'll have feelings to process about that. It's going to be weird. There's going to be a void without Slayer. They've been a constant for 37 years. But right now, it's just really exciting to be out here on this tour. You know, it really is like an amazing bill. It's not even just that people say the metal tour of the year. I'm like, a metal tour of many years. Of many, many, many
years. Listen, anybody whose like head didn't explode when this lineup was announced is an idiot.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Unbelievable. I was like, what?
So, and what's so great about it, too, is that it really does, much like the Big Four shows where you had the four of us together, but those shows really showcased how different we all really are. We all came from the same place, same time and place, developing the same kind of music, but we all are completely different bands. And this show as well really shows it as well. All the bands are so distinctly different and original, have their own sound, yet we're all, you know, it all comes from, you know, what we kind of, I guess, started at some point in the early 80s, you know?
Do you think that
when I say we, I don't mean just Anthrax.
Yeah, all of you guys together.
A whole bunch of bands.
Do you think that when Slayer stops at metal shows, people are going to yell Slayer?
I think the answer to that would be yes.
It's Full Metal Jacket. Quick break coming up next. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with my guest, Scott Ian of Anthrax. It's Full Metal Jacket. Scott Ian from Anthrax is my guest on the show tonight. There is an anniversary edition of State of Euphoria coming out, an album that the band has publicly regarded as a bit incomplete. In what ways?
I know I have. I don't know of anyone else in the band, but I certainly have been public about it, yes.
Well, in what ways will the new version finally make the album sound right to you?
It won't, because the songs, it has nothing to do with production or anything. It had to do with the amount of time we spend working on the songs. I feel like half the record, the songs were complete, and the other half, those songs needed another 3, 4, 5, 6, I don't know, months of work. They just don't sound like finished songs to me. The arrangements aren't where I think they need to be. And I know loads of people who that's their favorite Anthrax record. So it doesn't really matter what I think. It's what the individual person who listens to the record thinks. And that's just my opinion on it as the guy in the band who feels like, well, we rushed. We did rush. We had to finish a record to get out on tour with Maiden in the summer of 88. And, I wish we would have spent 3 more months on some of those songs.
Right.
But we didn't. So it is what it is. And, you know, I'm glad people love the record. I love half the record. Then there's another 25% that's okay, and then there's 25% I'm like, those really could have been better.
It's Full Metal Jacket. Pick up Kings Among Scotland, the DVD. It's out now. See Anthrax out on the Slayer's farewell tour. And is there anything you can tell us about a timeline for new music or what's next for Anthrax beyond this tour?
Well, we didn't think we were touring this year. We thought we were just going to do that Killthrax run we finished a couple months ago. And then the idea was we were going to start writing and spend most of the year writing, maybe doing one-offs, but spend the year writing and then get back in the studio, and then Slayer called.
And I guess you don't say no to Slayer.
Yeah, and you know, when they first called, nobody said any. It's not like Slayer called, but an agent called an agent, and but there was no mention of it being any kind of a farewell at first. It was just, we're putting together the show. We want it to be Slayer, Lamb of God, Anthrax, Behemoth, Testament. Are you in? And yeah, we're like, yes. Before anything, we just said yes before anything. Just
so
like, yeah, we're doing it.
Did you guys not find out it was the farewell tour when it was announced? Or did they tell you before that all?
I read it on the internet.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding. Yeah, when it was announced, that's
when
Well,
maybe they wanted to make sure no one would say anything.
Yeah, I don't blame them. Yeah, so when I first heard it, I was like, holy cow. Well, now it's even cooler
it's even
that
bigger, yeah.
We, you know, because it was this first leg and then tickets went on sale and it did so well, so that, because there wasn't supposed to be initially that second leg that we start at the end of July,
right.
But it went so well, and then, you know, everybody's clamoring for more shows, so they booked the second leg, and then they said, you want to do Europe, and we have Europe November, December, and that's as far out as we know, you know, we're a part of it at this point. Of course, if they want to do more, if they asked us to do more in 19, I'm sure we would, but yeah, obviously that's kind of change the plans as far as what we're doing about writing. Maybe we'll get together at some point this year after the second leg. We have a pretty good break between that and Europe, so it would be nice to maybe get in a room and see if we couldn't get three or four things arranged, because there are a lot of killer ideas that have been going back and forth.
Is there like a an iPhone of riffs somewhere? Save it. Back it up.
Yeah, please. I haven't lost mine.
Okay, good.
More importantly, Charlie hasn't lost his.
Okay.
There's some killer ideas that Charlie has sent around, and very, very exciting sounding. And it, you know, it assuages all my fears of, can we do it again? Because I always have that feeling when a record's done, you go out on tour, and
you're
eventually,
like, are there any riffs left?
Eventually, yeah, exactly. You start to realize that we're gonna do this again. What if? What if, like, the riffs don't come? What if, you know? And I can safely say the riffs are here. So,
all right, awesome.
It's an exciting feeling to know that we're going to get back in and start hammering some of that stuff together.
Well, the fans are looking forward to it as well. Scott Ian from Anthrax with us. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.